Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! It's a miracle!
On the outside, there's a conversation about this game being a revenge game or an opportunity to exercise demons from last year. Is that something you just completely push aside and try to get the guys to ignore? Or is that something you acknowledge, maybe even lean into?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to talk to those guys about it. We're a new team, and we're just focused on winning this game this week.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That is Ben Johnson, and you just heard the call of the Fail Mary. We call it the Fail Mary. It's what it is. And we now go to our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and that is where we find Tashaun Reed. He is at Tashaun, T-A-S-H-A-N, Reed on Twitter. He is the Washington Commanders beat reporter for the Washington Post, creator of Between the Lines podcast. Tashaun, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you, Tashaun. We're just trying to understand where the Commanders are, because we know Marcus Mariota was forced into action, but now it looks like Jayden Daniels is fully healthy. I'm so curious as to how the Commanders are looking at this matchup as opposed to the Bears.
Yeah, they moved on from last year. They got asked about it a couple times this week. You know, Jayden Daniels said it's not going to help them win this game, so why does it matter? Dan Quinn, you know, also sort of pushed it off. And, you know, they're right. I mean, this is a different team than they were last year. You know, they obviously shocked the league with that 12-5 record and making a run to the NFC title game. But it's been a bumpy start for them this year. You know, but not only, you know, Jayden Daniels getting hurt, like you mentioned, but also Terry McLaurin, you know, the number one receiver, has been hurt and he's missing this game as well. And it's really been a season defined by injuries for the Commanders. And so they're trying to work through that. And so they don't have too much time to be looking back, you know, at the Hail Mary play from last year and reminiscing about that. They're trying to get right and, you know, separate themselves, you know, in NFC. And they've been hovering around 500 all year. And if they were to drop this one, they'd be, you know, taking another step back. And so they're more so focused on, you know, the task at hand more so than looking back to the past.
What is different in their offense when Terry McLaurin is not playing?
Yeah, they just don't have that threat on the outside that really scares you. You know, Deebo Samuel has been playing at a high level this season, working as their primary slot receiver, and also he's been effective as a kick returner, but he's not that true, you know, outside weapon that McLaurin is, that, you know, kind of helps unlock that deep passing game, you know, that they had last year with him and Daniels having that special connection. And so, you know, they aren't able to stretch the field vertically as much as they were last year without Terry McLaurin. But the thing that's kind of balanced it out for them this year has been the run game. I mean, Bill Crosky-Merritt, the rookie 7th-round pick, you know, he got a lot of steam during the preseason, but it's one thing to do it, you know, exhibition games. It's another thing to do it in regular season. And he's been excellent for him so far. He's coming off the best performance of his career. He's leading the league in yards per carry. And as Jayden has been out and in his first game back, you know, he was obviously still knocking off some of that rust. It's been the run game that's really kept this offense as one of the best in the league. And so even without McLaurin, you know, this is a pretty deadly unit.
I'm talking to Tashaun Reed. We all are on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The segment is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. I also want to just go over this Terry McLaurin arc with you so far this season, because he's had some twists and turns and plot twists when it comes to his status with the team. You know, how do you think that's all affected him? And his, I think overall, just looking at where he's at, even though he's not healthy, it's still worth a look at when you consider this Commanders team as a whole.
Yeah, it was a weird year for him overall. You know, coming off of last season, you know, he was expecting a new deal, and I think it's understandable why he did. You know, he's been a pretty consistent receiver throughout his career, despite, you know, the Commanders never really having a great answer at quarterback until last year. And, you know, even though he's coming up on 30, you know, he wanted to be paid accordingly, and the team, you know, resisted that for quite some time. And as a result, he missed most of training camp and before he ultimately got his deal. And anytime a player, you know, doesn't practice for that long, you know, you start to worry about soft tissue injuries. And lo and behold, you know, in that week three win over the Raiders, you know, he suffered a quad injury that's kept him out, you know, since then. And so, you know, I'm not saying that the injury wouldn't have happened if he had been practicing the entire time. It's kind of hard to predict that kind of stuff, but it's really derailed, you know, his season early on. And in those first three games that he played, he didn't quite look like the, you know, the player that he was last year. Not saying that he fell off, but, you know, he wasn't quite as effective. And so between that and the injury, you know, you definitely have some in the fan base that are a little bit, you know, side-eyeing that contract a little bit. But there does seem to be optimism that he'll be back on the field as soon as next week when they go down to Dallas to play the Cowboys. And so if he comes back and he hits the ground running again, then that's all going to fade away pretty quickly.
Tashaun, Deebo Samuel didn't practice on Saturday. He's listed as questionable. How convinced are you that he will or won't play? And what would the difference be if they don't have Terry McLaurin or Deebo Samuel?
Yeah, I expect him to be out there. Last week, he also missed a couple practices with that heel injury, so it's something that's been bothering him for a little bit. But he went ahead and played against the Chargers last week and had that touchdown catch at the end of the game that helped seal that win. And so I think he's going to be out there. If for some reason he, you know, isn't able to go tonight, that'd be a pretty huge loss for him because, you know, there are other receivers. You know, they've had Luke McCaffrey. He splashed the last couple of weeks, had a couple of big catches. They like Jalen Lane as well, but it's getting pretty thin there, especially with Noah Brown as well. Still out, didn't mention him yet. You know, their other starting receiver. And so if they're missing their top three receivers, that could be, you know, equalizer tonight to help this Bears, you know, struggling defense, you know, potentially help keep the Commanders in check.
I imagine that the expectations for the Commanders this year from the start in that town have been enormous. That said, what's it been like so far this year for Jaden Daniels?
It's been a frustrating year for him personally. You know, I think that injury that he suffered in week 2 against the Packers, that knee sprain, in his opinion, he could have played through it and just kept rolling. But the team decided to hold him out for a couple games. And that's not something that he really willingly accepted. You know, I think he was pushing and chomping at the bit to get back out there. But I think the team made the right decision. I mean, you can go back, you know, a decade ago to RG3, and, you know, I bet they wish they held him out as a rookie, you know, when he started to have that knee injury before he ultimately suffered that one that really altered his career in the playoffs. And so when you have a young quarterback, really any sort of, you know, age, a franchise quarterback like that, you have to protect them from themselves. And, you know, I think that's been the aim for the team this year. And even when he's been on the field, you know, they're trying to get him to be better about sliding, not taking as many hits, you know, learning how to use his legs without taking a beating and leaving himself susceptible to serious injury. And so it's kind of the next step in his growth as a player. I mean, he arguably had the best rookie quarterback season in NFL history last year, but they want this to be a sustainable thing, that, you know, he's their guy for 10, 15 years, not 5, 7 years. And if that's going to happen, he has to, you know, get better about protecting his body. And so I think that's really the next step for him in his overall growth as a player.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Talking to Tashaun Reed, the Washington Commanders beat reporter for the Washington Post, on a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric football game day presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Tashaun, there was a lot of discussion here last year in Chicago, not just about the game that happened, and we talked about that with the Hail Mary, but how that offense was constructed with Cliff Kingsbury for Jaden Daniels. And now we have Ben Johnson working with Caleb Williams here. But I think there's still a lot of lessons to be learned. There was a discussion about, was it too simple? You know, would league opponents find out and try to adjust in a way that would neutralize the Commanders' offense. What are you seeing, even out of this limited sample size with Jaden Daniels, as to how year two is going with that respect?
Yeah, I think Cliff Kingsbury is you know, really fought against, you know, some of those, you know, prejudices that have been out against him. You know, he has been a guy that he starts seasons fast and then his offense fall off, or maybe they have a good first year and then in year two, it seems like they get figured out going back to his time as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. But they haven't had that happen this year, even with, you know, Daniels missing time, McLaurin missing time, Noah Brown, others on the offense line. Sam Cosmi hasn't played yet as well, the starting right guard. His offense has remained firmly a top 10 unit in the league. And I think a lot of credit has to go to him. You know, I mean, even when Marcus Mariota was out there at quarterback, he wasn't Jaden Daniels, but, you know, he pretty much kept the offense humming and running it the same way that they were beforehand. And so I think he has to get a lot of credit for keeping this offense on schedule. If teams are going to figure him out, they haven't done it to this point, you know. And so I think this unit, you know, is going to be a scary one once they're able to get everybody back healthy. And you know, this run game, while it was solid last year, one of the better ones in the league, I think it's taken another step this year. And so if they can marry that with that explosive passing offense that they had from last year when Terry McLaurin is back, this could be, you know, a top three offense in the league. And if that happens, I think this probably would be Cliff Kingsbury's last year being offensive coordinator for a while.
Wow.
Tashawn, two things. One, just the weather report. What are you seeing out there? What's it going to be like tonight?
I'm looking at my window. It's looking pretty muggy out here, so I'm sensing some rain. I'm not a weatherman, but you know,
yeah. Have you heard how often have you heard the word nor'easter this week? That's really what we want to know.
Yeah, it was really windy yesterday. I heard some lady at Marshall's complaining because too many people called off work for nor'easter, so she was having to handle some things over there. So I think it's going to be a rainy night over at the stadium.
Okay,
so,
I like the Marshall's nor'easter index. I like that.
Yeah. So it seems like people are pretty worried about it. So I think the elements are going to be a factor tonight.
And the other thing I want to know is, look, let's be honest. Everybody's talking about this from a national perspective as number one versus number two. And we know number one has not been as good as number two through a year and a quarter. I said it. Okay. Tashawn, who you got? Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and please lay it out for me.
Jaden Daniels. I mean, he's been, you know, like you said, the significantly better player at this point in his career, you know, whether it comes to passing, running, pocket management, team success. And I know that I think that gets overvalued a bit when it comes to quarterback wins. Like, that's as much as what's around you as it is how well you play. But I think Daniels has the upper hand on both fronts. And, you know, with that being said, it's only been not even a year and a half, you know, since they got drafted. So that could change. You know, the book isn't written for Caleb Williams. I do think people have been a little too quick to jump off the Caleb Williams bandwagon. I think nowadays, you know, with the rookie scale contracts and how they change, like, people are so fast to move on from these quarterbacks if they're not, you know, amazing from the jump. But I think he still had a solid rookie year, and in these last couple of weeks it seems like they've made some progress on offense. And so you know, I don't think the book's written on Caleb Williams yet, but if you ask me right now who I'm taking today, definitely has to be Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I get you. The one thing about Caleb, one discernible difference so far this year, is he's kept himself pretty clean in terms of not getting sacked as much or at the rate he was early in the season last year. But this Washington defense that you have been chronicling is pretty sack heavy. I mean, Dorrance Armstrong with 5, Von Miller 3, Bobby Wagner has 2. Specifically, I want to know how they use their edge rusher. Do they move him around a lot? Because we have a rookie left tackle for the Bears tonight at Theo Benedet.
Yeah, they're usually pretty static. I think also part of that is they've had a lot of injuries on the defensive front. Dietrich Wise, who they signed to be a starter, they lost him for the season. You know, they lost a couple other players as well. And so they're a little bit thinner on the defensive line than they were coming into the year. And so that's limited them a little bit in terms of how versatile they're able to be. But nonetheless, as you mentioned, they've been having one of the best pass rushes in the league so far this season. And Dorrance Armstrong has really been leading the pack with 5 sacks. And, you know, I think it really starts with stopping the run for them. You know, they had a pretty stout run defense as well this season. And I know the Bears haven't really had an effective run game, even with the offense taking a step forward this year. And so if they're able to lock them up in that element and make them one-dimensional, then I think it could be potentially a long night for Williams when it comes to getting pressured, because when they're able to pin their ears back on second and long and third and long, it's been, you know, been pretty rough. And it's not just the defensive line either. I mean, you know, you've seen Bobby Wagner as a blitzer Frankie Louvu coming in as a blitzer. It can come in waves. So, you know, they got to get that run game going tonight. I think that's going to be really key for the Bears and sort of helping kind of neutralize that pass rush.
Yeah, Louvu had an amazing season last year. Great point out of Tashaun Reed. We thank you for joining us. And also on Twitch. Tashaun was on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Thank you.
Thanks, Tashaun.
Thanks for having me.
That was Tashaun Reed. He is the Washington Commanders beat reporter for the Washington Post. Yeah, Frankie Louvu. You remember that guy?
Yeah, because he flies.
He is a hell of a talent.
He is, but by the way, the one name I forgot to mention, do you know who is on that team? Eddie Damn Goldman. Eddie G.
What was all that retirement talk in 2021?
What was all that retirement talk in 2021?
Do you remember that? Yeah, Ray's like nodding over here. Do you remember that?
Man, yeah, I thought he was done.
Do you want to know? You want to just a quick refresher?
No, he just made business decisions.
Eddie Goldman, in 2015, the Bears drafted him in the second round. 2018, the Bears gave him $42 million. 2020, he opted out.
Ryan Pace special.
He opted out because of COVID. And then 2021, I remember being on the sidelines, be like, what the hell is going on with Eddie Goldman? He just didn't look like Eddie Goldman. And then they cut him, and then he's bounced around. Well, he went to Atlanta, I believe, and now Washington.
But to be fair, he may have had a concussion injury that we didn't necessarily understand the depths of.
Of course.
The important thing is he took early retirement and said, you know what? I would like to collect some more paychecks.
Yeah, he was on that Jason Peters plan.
Oh, we could opt out this season? Sick.
I don't have to play for the Bears?
I'm gone. I'm out of here. Take care. Man. So long, suckers.
I don't blame him for making the business decision. Coming up next. You know we talk about basketball on this show.
Bulls.
We do. And apparently one of us had quite the experience at the Bulls game.
Bulls.
There was even a fight?
Bulls.
All right, so Bulls next with Mark Grody. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.